أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, and honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about some of the problems or doubts that have been raised on design arguments. You know that in the previous session, we talked about an important theological argument called the design argument. The Muslim philosophers, the Muslim theologians, and some of the Western or Christian theologians have developed the argument of design, meaning that to prove Almighty Allah's existence, they developed and they resorted to the argument of design. So the design argument implies and signifies that there is a divine designer behind the universe. There is a divine designer behind this marvelous design we see and we witness in this universe. No one having a fair judgment about the world, about the universe, can ever accept this idea that there is a blind accident behind all these phenomenal and behind these all marvelous events. What I mean in another word is this, that the Muslim philosophers are of the view that behind every design there is a designer. So the universe being an object, having lots of secrets, being full of wisdom, it is barely in need of a marvelous designer. We call him Almighty Allah, the most merciful, the omnipotent, the omniscient. So this undesigned argument was presented for our listeners and viewers in the previous lecture and speech. So we believe that the whole universe, being as an encyclopedia of 100 volumes, can never ever be brought about by accident. We believe that the whole universe, the whole creature, are created by Almighty Allah, and they have their own meaningful purposes. They have their own predefined targets that they have to go towards. So this universe cannot be lesser than an encyclopedia of 100 volumes. You know how it is for, how it is absurd to think that an encyclopedia of 100 volumes is brought about by accident. No one believes so. No one dare say this view and this notion. No one can dare have this notion and opinion in his mind that an encyclopedia of 100 volumes have been produced by accident or by blind accident. Why? Because every rational agent believes that behind everything, behind every phenomenon, there is a mover, there is an agent. He has to mediate. Otherwise, this encyclopedia will not be put forth, will not be offered for the readers. The same case can be true, or the same can hold true for the universe. There are lots of wonders. There are lots of wonderful phenomena in this universe. We cannot say that, we cannot believe that all these phenomenal events and all these phenomenal structures are based on blind accident. No one can say this. If a person says this, we have to think that, of course, his mind has been damaged or his mind is falling short of correctness. This was an exposition, this was an explanation put forth by us in the previous session. Today, God willing, we are going to say that there are some intellectuals, there are some Western intellectuals that they have raised many doubts against this argument. One of those prominent scholars that has raised many doubts against the design argument is David Hume. You know that David Hume is one of the most influential philosopher and scholar in the Western literature and the Western philosophy. So he is a great man. He is a man that has been extraordinarily influential amongst all the empiricists, amongst all the people who have come from the Renaissance onward. So one of the most important figures who has raised doubts about the design argument is David Hume, a Scottish intellectual. So let's see what are those counter-arguments he has raised in this regard. So one of the most important counter-arguments he has raised in this regard, that is, that it is a faulty analogy. It is not an argument. He believes that when we see order, when we see design in our own human-made objects, in human-made artifice, then we deduce, we infer that the whole universe and the natural objects too have design and order. Till here he accepts. But he says, to generalize that, if human-made objects have design and order, and behind these objects are rational designers such as human, it does not necessarily imply that behind the natural objects there should also be a designer. Who says this? According to him. Once again, I will try to explain what is his counter-argument in this respect. He believes that there is a faulty analogy between human-made objects and that of the natural objects. So this analogy does not necessarily signify and connote this important fact that if there is a rational designer behind human-made thoughts, behind human-made objects, there should be a rational designer behind the natural objects. He says this is a faulty analogy. In his famous book, he has this argument. You know that when he was around making the history of natural religion, he was working on his dialogues concerning natural religion, which appeared in print 2 decades later. So he, in this book, believes that the exposition or the explanation made by the theologians, that does not satisfy, or that does not these explanations do not convince me or others like me. To generalize that human-made objects are because of the rational agents behind. He says that if the theologians believe that there is a rational agent behind the human-made objects, and the same case is true for the natural objects, he says this is a faulty analogy. This analogy should not be made. Why? Because in Aristotelian logic, You know that we cannot derive, we cannot conclude, or we cannot draw conclusion from particulars. The conclusions should always be made out of general concepts, not those particular concepts. He says that, of course, if there is design in human-made objects, I believe we agree that there is a designer, there is a rational designer behind these objects. For example, looking at the city of London, having high skyscraper buildings, having wide and lengthy highways and roads, water system, electricity, everything is prepared. If we think that all these are made out of accident, or all these are the output of blind accident, for sure everyone would laugh at our rationality, and they think that we are making absurd judgment. But the subtle difference Hume points at, that is, that this generalization is not true. To say that, for example, if animal instinctively loves its child, or if it is said that the newly born child sucks his mother's milk, all these are due to the divine design. This is not true, according to him. He believes this conclusion that they have drawn, that does not make us convinced, that does not make us believe that there is a divine designer behind the universe. This is the first counter-argument he makes. The second counter-argument, the second doubt that he raises in this respect, that is, the human are having less knowledge about the universe. They have made an incomplete survey, according to Hume, he says, that the scholars and the theologians believe that the universe is full of order and design, full of design and art, while they have not made sufficient survey about this universe. There might be some chaotic places, there might be some chaos, there might be some places that we do not witness order and art or design. So if you are true on your first sentence, then the next sentence should not be true, because we do not witness and see any design and art in those places. So what do you say then? This is the second counter-argument, or this is the second doubt Hume raises about or against the design argument. The third argument that Hume poses against the design argument is that if there is similarity between our deeds and that of Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah should be like human, and everyone should believe in anthropomorphism, while this is not true. None of the theologians believe anthropomorphic concepts, that Almighty Allah or God should be same as that of the human. None of us believe this. So according to him, this conclusion that the people or the scholars make out of the design, that there is a rational designer behind the universe, so it implies that Almighty Allah's deeds should be like that of the human. And it means that we should believe in anthropomorphism, while none of the scholars, none of the theologians believe so, that Almighty Allah should be the same as the human. So what are the responses for these arguments that have been raised by David Hume? Once again, I try to explain the design argument for our listeners. Once again, I draw your attention that you have to be precise about the design argument. You have to think about it precisely and in depth and with profundity that how this argument connotes our Almighty Allah's existence, or how the theologians developed this argument to prove Almighty Allah's existence. You know that behind every marvelous architecture, there is a wonderful, a mastermind engineer. No building or no structure of a high quality architecture or a good map that is not made out of accident, that is not made at random, that is not made by blind accident. It is something true. Every one of us accept, every one of us believe that it is true. That behind every marvelous architecture, there should be a smart, a clever engineer. We have also made this exposition that the universe can be assumed like or as an encyclopedia of 100 volumes. How absurd is that we should think this encyclopedia of 100 volumes is created by its own self, it existed by its own self, or no author has written, but it has been created, it has been put forth out of random. How absurd this is to believe. The same is true for the universe. We believe that the universe contains limitless wonders, limitless, marvelous, phenomenal, we can say, points that every one of us think about and ponder about. Even a very short leaf out of the tree, that when it comes down, again, for a person who is very much rational, this leaf contains precious and priceless points about Almighty Allah's existence. Leave aside those galaxies, leave aside all those wonders that we can witness in a bee's life, in a social coexistence, or in a socially, we can say, modernized life that a bee has, of course, that cannot be thought that it is made out of random. Here, a very nice point should be touched. That is, that according to the Grand Ayatollah, Jawad Amuli Hafadahullah, he says that, for sure, instead of using the word of nature, that sometimes it is thought that the nature does not have any creator, we should use the word of creator, not nature. Creator implies that there is a creator, while nature sometimes comes, and many of the people believe that, okay, the nature is nature. It has come out of accident without having any creator behind. To omit or to delete this fallacy, we should firstly use the word of creator instead of the nature. We had this conclusion that whenever we see any wonder, whenever we see any marvel, whenever we see that there is a stunning point that you are getting astonished looking at, of course, at that time or at that place or spot, there is a designer behind. Everywhere or wherever you think, if there is a design, you should be sure that there is a designer. This is a law, and this is not something particular. This is something general. This is the first response that can be given to David Hume's counter-argument when he says that you have come in Aristotelian logic, we should always come to conclusion from general concepts rather than particular. So here also we say that when we draw conclusion in design argument, we have made some general law, we have made some general rules, and that is, wherever or whenever you find a wonder or a matter of wonder, a matter that causes your wonder, at that time you should be sure that there is a designer. Making no difference, this wonder comes in human-made objects, or that is in the natural-made objects, or in that is in the divinely created existence. According to the Muslim philosophers, the universe, being the divinely created being, contains and encompasses a huge amount of priceless points or priceless and precious wonders. When the wonder is there, we should think that there is a designer behind this, making no difference. It should be a human designer, or that should be a divine designer. It is a general law. This law will never ever be repudiated or nullified. This law will never ever be repudiated or nullified. Why? Because we have made this law logical. Its premises are also rational. We believe that wherever and whenever there is a wonder, there is a design, there is an art, there should be a designer, there should be an artist behind. Making no difference, it should be human-made objects or that should be divine-made objects. The same case is true for the universe. In the universe, we find lots of wonderful events, lots of wonderful causes. It means that there are wonderful instances that make us wonder. So in these cases, for sure, we believe that behind these wonderful events, behind these wonderful creatures, behind these wonderful and marvelous structures and laws and regulations, Almighty Allah exists. Almighty Allah is there as a rational agent. While in human-made objects, everyone believes so. No one said that MW-made cars are behind these softwares, behind these hardwares relating to computers, to smartphones, to these and that. There is no one. No, behind every app, behind every software, there is an engineer, there is a computer engineer. So, to draw a conclusion from the first response we have given to David Hume's counter-argument, that is, that the universe is full of design and art. And behind all this wonderful design and behind all these wonderful structures, Almighty Allah exists. The argument he raised, it was this, that in Aristotelian logic, we should always draw conclusion from general concepts rather than particular. It is true. But we have made conclusions from general principles, not from particular incidents. We say that whenever you find or wherever you find a wonder or a design or an art, so behind this art, behind this design, there is a designer or artist. Making no difference, it should be human-made objects or that should be divinely made objects. So behind this universe, there is Almighty Allah, and behind this computer, there is human rational agents. This is the first response we have given to David Hume's counter-arguments. So, respectable audience, distinguished listeners, this was the argument, this was the response we have provided for counter-argument made by David Hume. The second response that we have provided for Hume's counter-argument against design argument will be discussed, inshallah, in the next episode, for it needs a further explanation that we are running out of time. May God bless us all to grasp fully all these arguments and then believe in Almighty Allah's existence, and thirdly, comply our deeds, our actions in accordance with Almighty Allah's orders. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.